This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yes, indeed. Welcome back into Weekend Kickoff here at the Treasure Chest Casino. We're getting ready for all the action coming up in college, NFL action. Also, Pelicans, they're on a two-game win streak. Hallelujah. Breaking that schneid over there, but helping us break down the matchup coming up Sunday in Carolina. 1-8 Saints traveling to Carolina, taking on the 5-4 Panthers. Panthers radio color analyst Jim Zocchi joining us right now. Jim, always appreciate the time. How things going in Pantherland?
Going pretty well right now. The Panthers are playing some of their best ball they've played in a couple of years and have a winning record at 5-4. So considering where they've been the last couple of years, they're better than they've been in recent times.
Jim, how big of a surprise has Rico Dowdle been? Because when we think about it, you know, what Daniel Jones is doing in Indy, but he plays the quarterback position. If Aver was here, he would tell Mike, I've been telling you that for all these years. Okay, I get that. Quarterbacks look that different. But if you take Daniel Jones out of the mix and think about what Rico Dowdle has accomplished, that to me is a major, major surprise.
Yeah, nobody saw, you know, the kind of production that he's putting out there. He began the year as the backup quarterback to Chuba Hubbard. Then Chuba gets injured a couple games into the season. Rico becomes the starter and puts up back-to-back 200-yard rushing games. You know, twice in a row, the NFC Offensive Player of the Week. And then Chuba returns, and Rico's still putting up better numbers than Chuba for 2 weeks, but they're completely alternating series until last week at Green Bay. And Coach Canales said, I'm just going to play the best guy, and we're going to play both backs, but we're not going to do a 50-50 split. And Rico carries 25 times, 130 yards, and 2 touchdowns last week. So he's been amazing. He's averaging on the season 5.6 yards per carry, but he's been even better than that in most of these big games. So he's just a fun back to watch play. He runs hard. He gives you everything out of his lungs on every run that he takes out there.
Give us a little bit of an assessment of the rookie season for Tez McMillan. He was a guy, as we were doing the draft coverage, he looked to be a top 15 pick. Exactly kind of where he was going to be, well, I think was really in question there. And you see that, man, it's tough to overthrow him because he is a big, tall dude. But a little bit about how he's played overall this year.
He's been really good. He's been one of the best rookies in the league, first of all. And his stats are they're good, but they're not overwhelming. He's by far the leading receiver for the Panthers, stats-wise. 41 catches, 558, but only 2 touchdowns. Because we don't really throw the ball that effectively. Bryce Young's only had one game over 200 yards. So we're just not a big, potent, you know, Matt Stafford, you know, Joe Flacco, big numbers coming out of the quarterback position kind of a thing. So, you know, in a different system, you might see him show up even more. But when you see him play, what you see is a 6'4 guy with great range, really smooth route runner. Not exactly, but kind of like a Mike Evans kind of a player down in Tampa Bay. So kind of those kind of vibes. But I think he's going to be set up for a really good career.
Well, we had on Mark Schlereth, who covers, I think he'll do the Panthers game this week, Panthers-Saints. And asking him about the Panthers. He's like, Mike, I'll be honest with you. I think they probably are a year, maybe a little longer away from piecing everything together. I can't say they super impressive on the defensive side, the football, but they get the job done. And he said, you know, overall, where you might lack talent here and there, it with the thing that jumps out is how Canales has been able to get this team to figure out a way to win. And it thought of this kind of popped in my mind, confidence in what you're doing and with your coaching staff. And I think the Panthers team has a lot of confidence in their coaching staff and Dave Canales. And it's worked despite the fact they're not a super talented team.
No, they're not overrun with like Pro Bowl players. Last year, I'll take the defensive side. Last year, it was the worst defense in the league because the best player on the worst defense in the league, Derek Brown, got hurt the first half of the first game and didn't have him the rest of the year. With him back this year, that's kind of the centerpiece of what makes it go. There was no depth pieces. Then other guys got hurt after that and didn't perform as well, whatever the case may be. But Derek Brown, for being a defensive interior lineman, is really their best player, and he makes everything go. And you'll watch him in this game. He goes sideline to sideline. He gets pressure on the quarterback. He's a run stuffer. So he really is the dynamic that changes everything, where you can't just run up the middle, but he also gets out on the edges somehow too. And then J.C. Horn's a really talented cornerback. He went to the Pro Bowl last year. He's got 3 picks this year. Again, the guy plays bigger than his stats. So those are kind of the 2 stars on defense. But they plugged in free agency, some solid guys like Trayvon Merrick got a 4-year deal from the Raiders coming in at a safety spot. That helps solidify a big need for them. Got some veterans at the edges in the linebacker spot along with some draft picks. So kind of a piecemeal of some pretty good – it's been a good draft class. Some solid veterans in free agency to help along the defensive line. Like Turk Wharton's been playing really well alongside Derek Brown as a guy that came in from Kansas City, and some other guys too, but – just got more solid, not spectacular, but we went from being 32nd to 2 weeks ago, we were top 10. Right now we're 13th in yards in defense. It's a big jump up for 1 year. So probably to Mark Schlereth's point, it's probably another year away, like, almost like a bridge year between being bad, getting mediocre this year to maybe next year, unless things catch fire here in the second half, you know, they get going. And they could be 6-4 if they win this week. You know, maybe they have a chance to at least be in playoff contention.
Bryce Young, and we've seen the good and the bad with him even this year. He's kind of rode the roller coaster a little bit, but, man, you know, he makes just enough plays to get you a W. You know, and Bill Walsh used to always say that, you know, who I like a player is good enough to beat me if I got to play against him. And Bryce has been that sort of guy, just good enough to beat you, and while the stats don't really show up.
Right. You don't want a quarterback, first of all, that's going to lose the game. He knows how to run the offense. He's a real smart kid. He's accurate, doesn't have the biggest arm. And a place like Lambeau with the wind last week showed up. He had like 102 yards, but he was able to lead the game-winning drive with the wind at his back to set up a 49-yard field goal. And so it made a couple of clutch throws there. But he's just not been a big numbers guy, kind of the classic game manager. So you keep hoping like his, what's his upside? Like what's his ceiling going to be? And that's kind of the big question. Like he was very good, obviously in college, you know, what's his pro ceiling? And I don't think we have the answer to that yet, even though it's 2.5 seasons into his pro career, but he does do enough things with his feet. He's smart, but he'll never be any bigger than he is and won't have a stronger arm than he has. So at some point they'll have to decide, you know, is this going to be the guy, or do they have to maybe bring at some point some competition to, once they get very competitive, to maybe get them to another level. So we'll see down the road.
Jim, that win last week against Green Bay, on the road, 13-point underdog, and to pull that out. Now, I'm not a momentum guy because I think momentum lasts long enough till you get hit in the mouth, and then it's all over with. But it does breed confidence. And I think this team is – in a sort of direction where they're playing with some confidence now. And I wonder if the Green Bay game is the light to flame to it.
Yeah, those can be, you know, signature moments that, you know, you go down there as a 2-touchdown underdog. You know, they're playing really well. Green Bay won 3 in a row, 5-1-1. So it's at their place. It wasn't ideal weather, so it wasn't like it was like a clean weather day out there with the wind. And you get that win. I think it can make a big difference. 10 years ago, we were talking about this earlier this week on our shows, when the Panthers went to Super Bowl 50, you know, didn't know what we had exactly coming off the year before, kind of had a rally to make the playoffs, and then caught fire that year to make it to the Super Bowl. But it was like week five or so, they went to Seattle, when Seattle was at the top of their game, and beat them in the last minute on a Greg Olsen touchdown. And again, that was a different team. They went 17-2, counting winning the Super Bowl. But to your point, if you get a big road win against a team that, you know, is like maybe the toughest place to go play, you know, that can carry over and give you a confidence playing the rest of your schedule.
Looking at this receiving core, we talked a little bit about McMillan. What's been the progress of Leggett in year two? I really haven't heard much from him this season.
Yeah, just kind of okay for being a guy that was like a late first round, the last pick of the draft, you know, two drafts ago, not this past year, but a year ago. And so it's not huge numbers, 20 catches, 181 yards. Started out really slow this year as far as just getting involved. He's a good blocker, which helps to keep him on the field. He's at this point, you know, clearly the number two receiver. So, again, it's just been kind of a slow start overall to his career. He's kind of dealing with some injuries last season. So, to be honest, for where he was taken, just okay. And we hope he gets to be a little bit more than what he's been to this point. But so far, not anything more than like, you know, like a B minus, C plus as far as what his career has been to this point.
Jim, can you give us an update maybe? I don't know if you can. On the health status of Jonathan Brooks. That was a guy, man, I really liked. And then all of a sudden, you know, in November, he tears up his knee, basically, you know, gets a kind of a partial redshirt season and then hurt again. So maybe a little bit of a health update on Jonathan Brooks, who, man, when he was at Texas and rolling, he was a really good-looking prospect at running back.
Yeah, no doubt. Even though he had the torn ACL, the Panthers took him in the second round thinking, you know, he was the best running back in the draft. And, you know, in today's football world and medicine, you know, guys come back really strong from ACLs. It takes a while, but you can get all the way back. And unfortunately, got on the field late last year, as you said, and re-injured that knee once again. And so it's a year. So I would think at this point, because it happened late in last season, he wouldn't play at all this season, I don't think. So I think he wouldn't risk that again. And you don't really need him because of the fact they got ETN as their third back here, who's a rookie. So we'll see. I think it'll be a kind of an ongoing story into next offseason to what he can bring. Should mention, Rico Dowdle's here on a one-year deal. So as great as he's playing, Chuba's in on a four-year deal that started last year. So he's got 3 years on that still. They'll have to make a decision, or Rico will become a free agent. So ETN, along with Jonathan Brooks, would become your next pieces if you get in some kind of bidding war that you don't want to get into for Rico Dowdle, depending on how he goes the rest of the way.
Jim, always appreciate the time. Thanks so much. Have a great call on Sunday. Always look forward to these NFC South showdowns.
All right, Mike and Steve, thank you guys.
Thank you, man.
Jim Zocchi joining us there, Panthers radio color analyst. We'll have the call with our WWL Saints radio crew Sunday at noon. Mike Hawes, Deuce McAllister on that, coming from Carolina. And like I said, those NFC South battles always amp up a little more excitement. See what Tyler Shuck does on the road this matchup against the Carolina Panthers. Going to take a break, come back with more of Sports Talk. Weekend kickoff edition of Sports Talk right here at the Treasure Chest Casino. Taking that break, coming back right after this on WWL, folks.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Boy, oh boy, LSU football fresh off the bye. Tigers' first game with interim head coach Frank Wilson coming up. LSU taking on Alabama Crimson Tide Saturday in Tuscaloosa. Start your game day, 2 o'clock. Mike Dettelier and Herb Tyler in the Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger tailgating show. That's going to be live from the Acme Oyster House in Baton Rouge. 16 surround sound TVs, great seafood, best drink specials. Great way to spend LSU football Saturday, all thanks to the folks at MAP Construction. At 4:30, catch LSU's official pregame show, and then at kickoff at 6:30, voice of the Tigers, Chris Blair, and color analyst Jacob Hester. That's Tigers versus Bama Saturday right here on WWLAMFM.com and the Odyssey app. Going to step away from our coverage here at the Treasure Chest Casino. Weekend kickoff special edition of Sports Talk. Be back with even more after this on WWL, folks. Welcome back into Weekend Kickoff here. We're hanging out at the Treasure Chest Casino this Thursday. Every Thursday, you can stop by, say hey, 4 to 7 p.m., me and Mike here in the Game Bar and Grill right next to the FanDuel Sportsbook. And, yeah, we got some action tonight in NFL, Mike, with the Raiders playing at the Denver Broncos. Ooh-wee, looking at some of the stuff with Denver right now. 7-2, obviously impressive start to the season for Sean Payton. They are 4-0 at home.
Yeah, and 4-0 when they're losing in the fourth quarter. That's unbelievable.
Right.
On that deal. So, yeah, it's an interesting game. You know, to me, when you look at it, this, you know, the Broncos are a better team, but they don't play. They're so Sybil-like.
Yeah. Bo Nix is definitely up and down.
And their defense has kept them around, so to speak. And so you wonder a little bit about that. And to me, you know, Broncos are the better football team. And they just don't play good. I think Slarif said when we had him on, they played 5 good quarters in 4 games. And you think about that. That's really not very, very well. You know, we talk about movement in college football, too. But one guy's going to stay in place, and that's Luke Fickell. His athletic director told ESPN today that Luke Fickell will return to Wisconsin in 2026.
Okay.
When there's so much talk about John Summerall at Tulane, and you know, with Lane Kiffin, he's in, you know, he's connected to every job that they got open, and Ryan Satterfield certainly at Memphis, and we'll see what happens with Ryan. And is all of that kind of rumor stuff about him possibly going to Arkansas really true, and has been put out on a couple different sites? I don't know if that's exactly true or not, but it's that type of season where you hearing about all the guys that might move. Luke Fickell, who a lot of people felt he may feel the guillotine, he's surviving another year at Wisconsin. His teams haven't looked good at all. You watch Wisconsin play, they're not very impressive at all.
Now that things are kind of set into place with LSU, president, AD, you know, the search for that next head coach, permanent head coach for the Tigers, how quickly does that amp up now?
Well, we asked Wade Roush yesterday this, and it was my final question to him about how quickly this would happen. And his comment was, you know, it depends on the time frame. If we got a coach that we feel can win for us and win big for us, we're willing to wait. And it might not be that first week in December.
Yeah.
It might be later on. So circumstances is going to play involved with that.
I get you, right.
But, again, sort of a tricky issue, and where there's been some maybe missteps on saying the right words and that sort of thing. And if you know Wade Roos a little bit, and I've gotten to know him throughout the years, and he's a down-the-bayou boy. One of the things with him is he's going to tell you what he tells you at the current time. And his deal yesterday of acting AD, and he has the power to hire a new head coach. What he's not telling you, you know, a week from now they're not going to get Virg Ausberry signed as a permanent deal. Virg is going to be the AD at LSU. But people are going to get used to Wade. He tells you what it is at the present. He's not speculating what could happen. And sometimes we all kind of misspeak a little bit about certain things. And
who, us?
Yeah, just a little bit. And so you understand. Now, most people, they deny it. Oh, I always speak right. Oh, come on. You know damn well that that ain't true. And so you the one thing you learn real quick, watch what you say. Watch what you say.
They're just dying for you to make a misstep.
Yeah, and okay, it's because it's news. Because everybody, you know, a lot of people get their news off their phone today.
Amazing.
They're watching television. They're getting it off the phone. And if you misstep and say a word.
They know it like that.
And then boom. And then you got to say, man, let me clarify that. And then let me clarify it again.
Yeah.
And let me clarify it again. But for people on the cell phone, it gives them something to write about. Click, click. Click, click. I had it first.
Yeah.
I had it first. I got you. That's all great and fine. But, hey, listen, just get it right. And my uncle who owned a couple businesses, he would always say this. Hey, it's not how you start in anything because you're going to make missteps. You're going to say things wrong. You're going to do things wrong. It's the end product. If LSU picks a coach that leads them to, you know, every year going into that Final 12, Final 16, wins the national championship. All this other stuff that happened over the last 2 weeks.
What are you talking about? I remember that.
Oh, yeah. Good. People got selective memory, too, on that, too. Real, real selective memory on things. And so we'll see how it plays out. But it does seem to be that everything in order is in place.
Yeah.
And that's what I think Wade was saying yesterday. Hey, when they give you the chalk to hire the new coach – they're not hiring a new AD to bring in a guy that's going to have the new coach. Come on. You can figure that out real quick. But he may have misstepped a little bit on that yesterday also. So you find out real quick. Watch what you say.
We're going to be talking some more Tigers. Hello, somebody. Marlon Favreau will be joining us right after the break here on WWL. Stay tuned. Welcome back into Weekend Kickoff here at the Treasure Chest Casino, breaking down LSU taking on Bama. Who better to talk to than Marlon Favreau, Super Bowl champ, national champ, LSU Sports Network analyst. Marlon, thanks so much for the time. Always, man. How you doing?
Hello, somebody. Man, all is well, my brother. Just finished y'all doing some training. We trained former Tulane defensive tackle Eric Dix over here by Bodies by Phil. So I just got out of D-line training session with him. How y'all doing, man? What's happening? Happy Thursday.
Same to you, Fave. I know you know Virge Osberry really well. So give us, for a lot of people, you know, he's been sort of a backdrop guy. But now he's the man now. He's the athletic director. And even though there was some kind of a word monopoly being played there for a couple of days, Virge is the guy that will be picking the new LSU head coach. Sort of give us a little insights with you and your connection with Virge.
Yeah, Virge has always been a staple at LSU. You know, even on a lot of those Coach Saban's staffs, Virge has always been a huge asset to LSU. You know, obviously knowing him being there when he was an associate AD, he's somebody who always stuck up for the players. And, you know, obviously a guy being from Louisiana, a native of the area, someone who understands the player, was a former player at LSU late 80s into the 90s, and has been very professional here at LSU. So once he was, you know, when they first made the announcement last week that he was the associate AD, interim AD, I said, listen, we're in good hands, along with the hire of obviously Coach Frank Wilson. I felt like, you know, in lieu of searching for a new coach and, you know, keeping the program in place, Virge is an excellent candidate. And obviously, when I heard about him being, you know, the first announcement, permanent AD, I'm like, we're going to continue to churn in the right direction.
How do you think the team will respond to Frank Wilson? Because the same sort of ills that are there, you're not being able to run the football, and that's been an issue throughout Brian Kelly. And the biggest surprise, to be honest with you, Fave, because you watch his teams at Notre Dame, they were like a conveyor belt for offensive linemen. And, you know, the five starters, four of them were in the NFL. The same thing at tight end. And this team hasn't been able to run the football. And then on defense, man, if you got a mobile quarterback, you're going to make some hay against LSU. I don't think some of those issues will be cleared up with a change at head coach. But I think Coach Wilson's kind of connection to players are special in today's game.
It really is, Mike. I think about how he's able to have the players gravitate not only to his concepts, but being able to talk to the young men, talk to their families, be transparent in the locker room. And Coach Frank, just like my relationship with Verge, my relationship with Coach Frank Wilson is even longer, knowing him, playing against him with Coach Hank when we were at West Jeff, playing against Walker those years, those teams with Keenan Lewis, guys like John Johnson Sr., father of and the Cards quarterback, John Johnson Jr., and you know, the good old days, Mike Wallace and all those guys. You know, Frank mentored those guys. He coached them well, along with the Craig Davises of the world. So he's always been that guy. And just having that SEC experience as well, coaching at at Ole Miss under Coach Frank Wilson, Coach Ed Orgeron, and also, you know, his first stint at LSU. So the experience is there. So I think, you know, to answer your question, the biggest thing more than anything else is his ability to have those guys, similar when Ed took over for Coach Les Miles, had those guys want to play for their coach. Coach Frank is a guy that he's not going to lose the locker room. He has the guys. He brought back that LSU unity, that tradition that had us win all of those years. So I'm excited about him at the end of the season. I do think, and I'm one of the folks that says, you know, Coach Frank Wilson has an opportunity to get the job permanently. You know, you go out there and you finish with a decent record these last four games. I think he's somebody that should be considered. You know, he's an excellent recruiter as well.
You know, Coach O was on last week, and he was like, Mike, I'll be honest with you. In all these years, he may be the best recruiter I've ever been around, Frank Wilson. And so, man, listen, for Coach O to say that, because I know one thing, man, Coach O tried to swing you out west when he was trying to get you to go out to USC, and he was doing the sell job on you.
Oh, yeah, man. Like, and listen, for y'all's listeners who may not heard this story before, this man walked right in my house, told my family hello, washed his hands, and helped himself to a plate of red beans, made it, took it out the freezer, put it in the microwave. I mean, my mom was like, wow, this guy is amazing, you know, and Coach O is a character, man. I love him dearly, a good friend of mine, and, you know, the same way I feel about Coach Frank Wilson, he's someone, in my opinion, you know, Frank may not come in there and cook the red beans, but he might bring a bowl, you know, because these guys are Louisiana through and through, and, you know, even recruiting guys from Florida. I'm thinking about my teammates like Dwayne Bowe back in the day, Ali Highsmith, Patrick Peterson. You know, just having those Florida guys able to gravitate here to Louisiana and want to be a part of the culture, that's here. So now you have natives of the area. You know, Coach O won him a national championship in 3 years. And he's a man, he'll candidly tell you he's a D-line coach hard and hard. But, you know, guys want to be on his coaching staff. Players want to run through the wall for him. I'm telling you, sometimes I run into Coach O, I feel like I got to strap the pads back on again. You know, so that's just, you know, those two guys, they can get it done, fellas.
One of the things with Coach O, he can cook. Oh, Fave, I'm telling you, he can cook. Oh, yeah. Oh, he's a big-time cook. No, when he wants to, he's a damn good cook. They can't cook like his mom, Coco, but, man, he can really cook. What went wrong with Brian Kelly? What happened here that it came apart? Because a lot of people tell me, oh, Brian Kelly wasn't that good of a coach. What? Just look at his record before he got here to LSU. What you looking at? Well, he never won a national championship. Well, Lane Kiffin ain't won no national championship at Ole Miss. Sarkisian ain't won no national championship at University of Texas. They got a lot of guys who didn't win a national championship, but they really good coaches. What went wrong with Brian Kelly at LSU?
Well, to be quite honest with you guys, it started from day one. I do think that it is important that a coach brings his guys in, the people that he trusts, because the second you become a head coach, you're responsible for this team to win, and no matter what happens, you fall on the sword. You can't point at any assistant coaches, any players that's frowned upon in this business. Well, him letting go of Coach Tommy Moffitt day one was the start of the end of the Coach Brian Kelly era. And I say that because sometimes it's not how, I mean, it's not the fact that you fire people or go a different direction, but how you do it. And I always remember that tweet with videos of Coach Moffitt packing his stuff up, and it's raining, and just how he just let him go. That LSU team has gotten softer and softer since that date. When you look at a guy to Coach Moffitt's magnitude, I'm not even talking about the time in Miami or even the championship team in Tennessee. I'm not even talking about his championships at John Curtis. But what he was able to accomplish at LSU 2003, 2007, 2011, it didn't win it, 2019. Those three coaches were intelligent enough to say, hey, this guy's the answer. He's with us. Him and his staff is with us 65% of the time. The other 35% of the time, we spend with our position coaches, with the head coach. So the blood, sweat, and tears, those off-season training sessions with Moffitt, that was the secret sauce. You let that walk away. You do it in a very abrupt and slightly disrespectful way. And then, it's of course, you go back to year two, the year one and year two, the defense wasn't historically bad in 23. And then you fix it somewhat a little bit, put a Band-Aid on and make some fires, bring in Coach Blake, and he kind of passed the defense up. You get an offseason to bring the defense in right, but now the offense isn't right because you don't have the right guy at coordinator. So long story short, those were the three things, guys, that got him essentially fired, and the rest is of history.
Marlon, always appreciate your time, man. Thank you so much, and look forward to hearing you guys on Saturday.
Thank you, Fave.
Peace out, fellas. Hello, somebody. Have a good one.
All righty.
Marlon Favorite, Super Bowl champ, national champ, and also part of the LSU Sports Network as an analyst for them, joining us there, breaking down LSU, getting ready to take on Bama. We're going to take a break. Top of the hour news. Come back, get more into LSU-Bama after the break, and also get into our Pick 6 segment, find out how we did this past weekend.
Not
I know
good.
It was not good, exactly. We're going to break. We'll be back with more right after this, folks. Weekend kickoff at the Treasure Chest Casino on WWL. Who dat?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.